get to visit with an Arkansas Sports Hall of Famer who was honored last night as an SEC legend in Nashville, Tennessee, at halftime of the Arkansas-Vanderbilt game. Unfortunately for us Razorback fans, Jerry Carlton, that was the highlight of the evening, was watching you be honored by the league. Thank you for coming on, and welcome to The Zone. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, having a great time here in Nashville. Like I say, a little bit slow last night, first half. But we came back the second half and almost got them.
Jerry, I was looking through your resume here from your days hooping both in high school and then on into your career at Arkansas. And, I mean, it's incredible the numbers you put up both in high school and at the University of Arkansas. But then I get to the good stuff, the really good stuff, and you were actually even better at baseball. So, pretty talented fellow, very fortunate to be so good at two sports.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, baseball was a love sport that I loved, and so I played it as well as the basketball. My scholarship was in basketball, but we played baseball as well.
Now, I was reading here that growing up in East End, that you would shoot on a hill, and that, and this was a story, I guess, that was written up about your about the time that you were inducted into the Hall of Fame. And then if you missed, you would have to go chase it down the hill, so that kind of got you to focus in a little bit better and maybe improve your shooting.
That's correct. We lived in the country on the hillside, so I learned that if you made the goal, you had time to get it out of the net. Mm-hmm. If you missed it, you chased it down the hill. So, you know, that kind of hit the shooting a little bit.
Well, we might want to get Coach Anderson to get these guys to shoot on a hill next year, because they struggled a little bit last night. What did you see from your perspective, from a guy who knows his way around a basketball court with the Hogs last night?
Well, you know, the guys always play hard, and that's what pleases me. It's just we didn't execute at the proper time, and hopefully that'll come along. But we can't fault them for their effort.
So tell me about we were talking last night, and I really had a great time visiting with you, and I appreciate you giving me some time last night and visiting with you and your wife. And your baseball career, I guess, that was you ended up playing professional baseball after school. Is that right?
I did. I signed with the Cincinnati Reds organization, and I played in Macon, Georgia, Tampa, Florida, and Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. Broke in with some good guys, Pete Rose, Lee May, Tony Perez, Jim Wynn. We had some good players back then, and some of them made it to the bigs. I never made it, but I had a lot of fun playing in the minors.
And you're still in Northwest Arkansas, right?
That's correct. We live in Fayetteville.
So tell me about, I guess, being honored last night. You know, that had to be a neat experience for you. I know we were all a little disappointed in the way that the game played out, but just talk about being honored by the SEC. And, again, you're an Arkansas Sports Hall of Famer, so you've certainly been recognized for your past play before, but I'm assuming last night was a pretty special deal for you.
It really was very special. You know, the SEC selects one person from each school that has had an impact on the program, in our case, basketball, and I certainly appreciate Jeff Long and his administration for selecting me to have this this good honor. And I hope I represented the state of Arkansas and the university in an admirable way.
I don't think there's any question about that. Jerry Carlton joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Now, I got a chance to sit by you and visit with you and your wife, and also Coach Norm Stewart, who I grew up watching when he was at Missouri, was also there. And I was going to say, first of all, he's quite a character. Second of all, you guys are both in pretty darn good shape for a couple of fellas that have been off the court for a while. So are you still pretty active? You play golf, or what's your what keeps you active?
I play some golf.
Okay.
You know, we do the what I'm saying, the horse game with my grandkids.
Okay.
And only way I play with them is I don't have to jump and run.
Okay. So there's no dunking allowed.
No dunking.
Okay. And I also want to congratulate you and your wife. I guess this fall it's going to be your 50th anniversary, right?
We've already had that. It was last fall.
Oh, it was last fall. Okay, I misunderstood.
For 50 years, that's another milestone for us.
There is no doubt. Well, you're a Hall of Fame husband too, then. So we'll give you a pat on the back for that as well. Well, it was really great visiting with you, and I love to catch up with the Arkansas legends and certainly an Arkansas Sports Hall of Famer. And I appreciate you letting me visit with you last night, and thanks so much for coming on today, and I hope we can get together again.
I appreciate you having me on. Enjoyed it very much.
All right, take care, and enjoy your time in Nashville, even though, unfortunately, our favorite team won't be playing anymore.
You bet.
All right, take care. Thank you.